Expedition 31 has cleared the tower in Kazakhstan. The first customer-built 1X takes flight. And the Gulfstream G650 debuts in Europe with an unconfirmed speed record. This is Aero News for Wednesday, May 16, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA flight engineer Joseph Asaba, Russian Soyuz commander Gennady Padalka, and flight engineer Sergei Revin lifted off for the International Space Station Monday from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Asaba, Padalka, and Revin are scheduled to dock their Soyuz spacecraft with the ISS later today. They will join Expedition 31 commander Oleg Kononenko of the Russian Federal Space Agency and flight engineers Don Pettit of NASA and Andrei Kuipers of the European Space Agency, who've been aboard the orbiting laboratory since December 23, 2011. The six astronauts and cosmonauts will be working together for about 2 months. Upon arrival, Asaba, Padalka, and Revin will become members of the Expedition 31 crew, restoring the station's crew complement to six and continuing scientific research aboard the station. Pettit, Kononenko, and Kuipers are scheduled to return to Earth on July 1st, while Asaba, Padalka, and Revin will return home in mid-September. The first customer-built example of the new 1X single-space folding-wing aerobatic sport aircraft has flown for the first time. Bill Fisher of Jackson, Tennessee, flew his Aero-V-powered Standard Gear 1X, serial number ONX0018, for the first time on Thursday, May 10th. The 1X is a single-seat aircraft designed to offer an even more economical way to build and fly a sport pilot aircraft. The folding wing design can fit into a garage or share a T-hanger with other aircraft, be trailered on local roads, and the wing panels are easily removed for trailering at highway speeds. The 1X complete airframe kit and subkits are the most advanced kits ever produced by Sonics Aircraft, offering more than ever before in prefabricated parts and matched hole tooling. Staying true to the Sonics Aircraft mission of offering the best performance per dollar, 1X kit builders can get their aircraft flying for as little as $25,299. Gulfstream's G650 made its first transatlantic crossing on last Saturday, en route to the 12th European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, or EBACE, in Geneva. The aircraft flew 3,780 nautical miles, squawk-free and non-stop, in just 6 hours and 55 minutes. That time is believed to be a city pair world speed record, and a claim has been filed with the National Aeronautic Association. The G650 spent 2 days in Geneva as part of Gulfstream's static display for EBACE. It was joined by the super midsize G280, the large cabin ultra long range G550, the large cabin long range G450, and the wide cabin high speed G150. Is anyone else but me confused? The G650 received a provisional type certificate from the FAA on November 18, 2011, and is in the process of completing final certification tests with the FAA to support its entry into service later this year. Well, Hartzell Propeller has received an FAA Supplemental Type Certificate, or STC, for a three-bladed propeller conversion kit for the Cessna 182S, the 182T Skylane, the T-182T Skylane TC, up through models in current production. The conversion kit provides Cessna Skylanes with improved performance, appearance, and decreased noise signatures. The new Hartzell Top Prop Kit features an 82-inch diameter swept-tip blended airfoil scimitar-shaped aluminum alloy blades. These not only increase the aircraft's ramp appeal, but also provide an 8.5% improvement in climb performance over the original propeller and a better cruise performance by 2 to 4 knots. Noise emission is at a globally accepted level of 75 decibels, as measured by the latest FAA and international standards. Compatible de-icing kits, which include de-icing boots and harnesses, are available as optional equipment. The new propeller carries the exclusive Hartzell Plus 3 warranty, which delivers a full 3 years or 1,000 hours of coverage and has a 6-year 2,400-hour TBO. The planned expansion of a waste transfer station in Cobb County, Georgia, appears to be dead in the water, following an FAA assessment that the facility would draw birds, increasing the risk of a bird strike at nearby Charlie Brown Airport in Fulton County. The Bankhead C&D Transfer Station, which is currently allowed to take only construction and demolition waste, had petitioned the county government for a permit to handle household garbage as well. The Atlanta Journal's Constitution reports that the county government had originally supported the request, but pulled back after the FAA wrote a letter to the county warning of the potential bird strike hazard. That letter just happened to arrive at county offices at about the same time as two highly publicized bird strike events last month, one involving Air Force Two. Residents had also been opposed to the expansion based on the proximity to their homes and possible runoff into the nearby Chattahoochee River. The project still faces a vote by the county commission, and if rejected, the company can appeal through the courts. When Aero News continues, a Down Under lawsuit will go forward in Arizona. Who's number one? Who's number one? And teddy bears on the space station?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, May 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. An Arizona State Court of Appeals says it will allow a lawsuit against Australian kit plane manufacturer Jabiru Aircraft Company to go forward, despite the fact that it's headquartered on the other side of the world. The court said that because Jabiru clearly understood that its kits were being sold in the United States through a dealer and distribution network, the lawsuit could go forward in Arizona. The company is being sued over an accident in 2008 in which the pilot was fatally injured. The Arizona Daily Sun reports the suit involves the family of pilot Gerald Van Heeswick of Marana, Arizona, who purchased a kit sold by Jabiru USA Sport Aircraft in Tennessee in 2007. Upon completion, it was first flown by a test pilot hired by Van Heeswick after it had passed its inspections, and then for several hours by the owner-builder. But during a flight on June 1, 2008, the propeller came off the airplane and it went down, resulting in the fatal injury. Jabiru has no employees in Arizona, and a trial judge initially ruled that the state had no jurisdiction in the case. Jabiru's lawyers argued that the company's liability ended when the distributor received the engine in Tennessee, and that it had no way to know that it would wind up in Arizona. However, the appeals court pointed out that the company had sold 61 products in Arizona the very year that Van Heeswick bought his kit, including five engines, and that it was part of a stream of products that were specifically exported to final destinations in Arizona. Well, there are no marching bands, no cheerleaders on the sidelines, there's no March Madness, not even a college game day crew on campus. But despite this lack of hoopla, pilots from collegiate aviation programs around the country are testing their skill and competing to be named the national top pilot during SAFECON 2012, hosted by Kansas State University in Salina and held at the Salina Municipal Airport. More than 500 competitors, coaches, judges, and sponsors have traveled to Salina, Kansas for the National Intercollegiate Flying Association's Safety and Flight Evaluation Conference running May 14th to the 19th. During these 6 days, students representing 27 schools will participate in 14 events that will test their knowledge, skill, teamwork, and safety practices. Some events, such as navigation, challenge the competitors' ability to think on their feet, while others, such as the Achievement Award, are based on their contributions to their teams, communities, and the field of aviation throughout the year. Well, it's been said over and over and over again, check the NOTAMs. A Southern California pilot failed to do so last Friday and found himself with two F-16s for wingmen while flying over northeast L.A. The fighters responded to a temporary flight restriction violation by a Piper 28 aircraft. After intercepting the aircraft, the F-16s followed it until it landed at El Monte Airport without incident and was met by local law enforcement. UPI reports that the pilot was arrested and interviewed by Secret Service agents. His violation of the TFR was apparently caused by his failure to check the NOTAMs, and he was not a threat to the president. Perhaps this is a good time to remind everyone to check NOTAMs for the upcoming NATO summit in Chicago, May 19th and 20th, as it specifically provides the use of deadly force. One of the most successful advertising campaigns of all time was developed for the U.S. Forest Service in 1947. The slogan, "Only you can prevent forest fires." Of course, anyone growing up in the 50s and later knows full well this slogan is attributed to Smokey Bear. In fact, the campaign with a Smokey Bear actually predated the living symbol of Smokey, an American black bear found injured after the Capitan Gap wildfire in New Mexico in 1950. Now, Smokey is going to much greater heights. You'll recall our lead story about the launch of the Expedition 31 astronauts. Well, also on board with the crew was a small Smokey Bear plush toy, serving as the traditional Soyuz talisman. Prior to the flight, astronaut Joseph Asaba proposed flying Smokey Bear in an effort to raise awareness of human-caused wildfires. Asaba is an avid outdoorsman, holds 2 degrees in geology, and served as an environmental education awareness promoter while in the U.S. Peace Corps. And by the way, it is simply Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. You don't say Santa the Claus, do you? As for that little black bear rescued back in 1950, well, he was first called Hotfoot Teddy before being named Smokey. Well, that's all the hot news we have for you for this edition of Aero News. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.